employee contracts, cannabis activity permit fees, and an upcoming water rate increase were on the agenda of the Rio Dell City Council at their December 6th regular meeting. But first, a moment of silence was observed to honor former City Council member Mike Dunger, who recently passed away. Flags were being flown at half-staff at City Hall. Employee contracts for the police department and select administrative staff were on the consent calendar for approval, which includes a $600 bonus for staff members. An extension of City Manager Kyle Knopp's employment agreement was pulled from the consent calendar by Mayor Frank Wilson for further discussion. Wilson stated he felt the City Council should not approve the extension at this time in order to allow the new council that will take over in January to address the issue. The only new council member that will be sworn in January is Susan Strawn, who was described as a close family friend of Wilson's. Strawn addressed the council and said that she had campaigned on the issue of re-evaluating the contract with Knopp due to her belief that he is overpaid. After a short debate, the council voted 3-2 to approve the contract extension for the city manager to July 2019, with Wilson and Councilmember Tim Marks dissenting. A concern about the number of married couples serving on both the Planning Commission and City Council, and the appearance of nepotism and the potential for violations of the Brown Act, were brought up by Councilmember Deborah Garnes. Currently, there are two married couples sitting on the two boards, with Councilmember Marks and Planning Commissioner Melissa Marks, and newly elected Councilmember Strawn and Planning Commissioner Mike Strawn. The Brown Act strictly governs communication between board members outside of public meetings in order to protect the public rights and prevent backroom deals. Additionally, city ordinances prohibit two members of a family unit from serving on the same board. This restriction does not apply to members of a family unit serving on different boards for the city. The council held a discussion on the potential for Brown Act violations and the appearance of nepotism that is present. No changes to the city ordinance were proposed. However, the council was encouraged to publicly disclose the relationships between board members in the name of transparency. An automatic 16% increase in water rates will take effect on January 1st, increasing the base rate from $40.06 to $46.63, and a corresponding increase in the per-unit price as well. The average bill will increase from $53.11 a month to $61.83, according to the city. A recommendation by staff to suspend the automatic increase for a year due to the higher-than-expected water revenue received to date was debated. City Manager Kyle Knopp summarized the intent of the water rate increase that was approved in 2015.
And the council was given several five-year planning scenarios that included setting funding goals for the water system, which the council ultimately opted for reduced funding goal number 2, which was aimed at setting aside a grant match over 5 years to leverage a potential future grant made available through Proposition 1 funding for the water system. The funding would help accomplish a portion of the much-needed replacement for the water system infrastructure, including specifically water storage facilities, pre-1950s distribution system piping, and extension of the infiltration gallery.
During the last council meeting, staff stated water revenues were over $300,000 more than anticipated after the last rate hike. The city is also applying for grants from the state to address long-standing infrastructure repair needs. After some debate over delaying the rate increase for a year, the council decided to not take any action, which means that the rate increase will take effect on the first of the year. The council also addressed issues related to the commercial medical cannabis ordinance and the development of the Eel River Sawmill annexation site, which is summarized in the next Rio Dell City Council report on this station. Video of the meeting and the full council packet of documentation is available from theriodelltimes.com. This has been Sharon Wolf reporting for KMUD Radio.